Yesterday's terrorist attacks came with blunt suddenness for victims and for surviving family and friends. Michelle Rosenberg spent the day searching for her son, who worked on the 102nd floor of the World Trade Center.
I was in about four or five hospitals today, and we get this no information at all. And I just was shaky a whole day, and I'm here now, and I just believe in God, and I know that God is going to be good to us.
Several passengers and flight attendants who died in yesterday's plane crashes placed last-minute phone calls to 911 and to loved ones. Alice Hoagland was awakened yesterday morning in California. Her sister-in-law told Hoagland that her son, Mark Bingham, was on the phone. Hoagland spoke to ABC television.
She said, come talk to Mark. He has been hijacked. And I got on the phone and said, I just wanted to let you know that I love you. He was repeating that. I told him, we love you, Mark. And he said, I'm on a flight 93 from Newark to San Francisco. And there are three guys that have taken over the flight, and they say they have a bomb. And I'm calling you from the airphone on the plane. The phone went dead after a few seconds. I got the impression that he was being distracted badly by something going on around him. I didn't hear anything except the sort of confusion. I didn't hear any explosions, any yelling, just voices. And he emphasized to me that what he was telling me was true. I told him I believed him, that we loved him, and the phone went dead.
Also, many in the aviation business are empathizing with the airline pilots who died, only imagining what they went through. Orville Wiseman owns an aviation company in northern Arizona.
I certainly would like to think that even with a gun stuck to your head, you wouldn't fly an airplane in the side of a building. I'm sure that those flight crews probably were overcome, and somebody else was flying the airplane at the point of impact, and that's something that you just can't comprehend.
For some workers at the World Trade Center who survived, this morning also brings numbness. Lou Gambaccini is the former assistant director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
I'm shocked beyond belief. I've lost a lot of friends and colleagues. Just beyond belief.
The Port Authority occupied 20 floors of the World Trade Center. Among the many other tenants were several blue-chip finance companies, government offices, a major hotel, stores, and a daycare center.
The toll will be evident when there's a summary of the kind of people who were killed in terms of prominent roles played in corporations, as well as, not to minimize the sheer numbers, we were talking some 50,000 people a day working there, plus tens of thousands of visitors.
In Seattle, Samia Musulmani was among the many who attended an interfaith service for peace. A Muslim, she came to pray for her community.
Anybody that loves God has been devastated by what's happened. We are going to enter really troubled times, and with everything, with threats of retaliation, and we don't even know who we're going to be retaliating against. I just feel like all we can do is pray for peace.
Similar prayer services are being held across the country today as news of those killed and injured in the attacks continues to unfold. At this hour, rescue workers with heavy earth-moving equipment are picking through the rubble from the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York. Ferries carted loads of bodies across the Hudson River to a makeshift morgue, even as some Wall Street workers returned. At the Pentagon, which also was hit yesterday, another search operation, as military personnel report for duty. Total deaths could reach the thousands. Commercial airliners remain grounded, with some flights to resume later today. World leaders offer condolences as they beef up security at home. U.S. financial markets are closed. World markets are down.